Well, now that Angela warmed things up for us, such a comedian. I know, she has hidden talents. Well, I would agree that today is such a beautiful day, isn't it? It was a wonderful day. I was able to take a walk, actually met my daughter and her kids, and we went on a walk today, and I just love the feel of getting outside and feeling the sun, as you can see. I got a little sun, and the warmth, it just feels so good. And, you know, we live in Geauga County, and I don't know if you've been in Geauga County parks, but they're great parks. There's a lot to offer out there, and sometimes we have trouble deciding which one we're going to go to, because some of them have really nice paths. They're paved, and you can walk, and it's easy with a stroller. And then there's some that have more, you know, there's some in the woods, and they're a little bit more, you got to watch your footing, because they're stony, and they're... you know, made of dirt, the paths are dirt, and sometimes there might be a tree root or something that may be in your way. So you gotta watch where you're going when you're walking. And then sometimes, you know, you're walking and you're enjoying your walk and you're talking and you're enjoying yourself, and then you hear something. And you hear something in the woods scurrying around, and it shakes you a little bit, and you're like, oh, it's just a squirrel, or it's just a chipmunk. But there, I know my daughter knows what I'm going to say. There are times, and I think it's been at least three, that something scares the heck out of me because it's slithering on the ground, and it is a snake. And I don't know about you, but I am very scared of snakes, and I do not like them. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to just enjoy my walk, and I'm doing fine, until this thing, it just happened to us a few weeks ago. And it really sets me, it kind of like, causes me to stumble a little bit, and then I have to get my bearing again. And then all I keep thinking about as we keep walking is, am I going to find another snake? Like, I'm watching, and it throws me off. So Becca laughs at me. My husband laughs at me. My husband tells me, they're harmless. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, yes, it is a big deal to me, because I do not like them at all. But, you know, if you think about life, and the path of life that we take ourselves, you know, that we're going down. We're on a journey, and we're on a life journey. And a lot of times, our life can feel like that. We may be walking along our day, and we may be going week to week, and things are going pretty good, and we're trying to just realize how the Lord has blessed us. We're trying to walk faithfully with our God. And then, suddenly, a surprise hits us, or an unexpected thing comes into our life, and it rattles us, right? We're our footing's taken off. We trip a little bit. And, you know, it's difficult when those things come into our life. And I think that we would all agree, when those unexpected surprises of a hard trial or a heartache or something that hits us, we feel as though we're struggling in our faith sometimes, or we feel like we're failing or falling. So what are we supposed to do when that starts to happen to us, when we feel like, whoa, I just got shaken up a little bit, and I'm not sure how to handle this? What do we do? Well, I would say that we need to stop, and we need to remember that God is with us, and He is faithful to us. His love for us never wavers, and His care never changes. That is a wonderful characteristic of our God. It's an attribute of God that never, ever changes. His love never changes. It's steadfast, the Bible says. His care never changes. And we are told that when we are faithless, He remains faithful. And this year, we've been learning what true biblical faith is and how we can learn how to live and walk in faith as we grow in our relationship with God. And the best example of that is Jesus, because Hebrews tells us that He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. Jesus is the perfect example of how to live by faith, and the Bible tells us that we are to look to Him. He walked the path of this life perfectly and finished it triumphantly. He suffered a lot. He suffered persecution. He suffered physical pain. He suffered heartache. He suffered broken relationships and mocking, and people hated him. And the people who hated him killed him, right? Hebrews 12 says that he endured all of those things so that we would not grow weary or faint-hearted. What a loving God we have. This is why we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. He went before us, and he's with us right now. He completely understands the struggles that we go through. So like Angela said, and if you've been coming the last few months, you know that we have been working through chapter 11 of Hebrews and this past year. And our theme has been living faith and how we walk and we deal with the unexpected that comes into our lives. And Hebrews 11 is often called the hall of faith. And do you realize that the words by faith are repeated over and over and over again in that chapter? It's actually mentioned 19 times just in chapter 11 of Hebrews. By faith. Those saints who were able to walk by faith that are listed in chapter 11 of Hebrews, they were able to do that because God was faithful. The faith that sustained them and enabled them to walk faithfully with God is the same God and that same faith that we can have for ourselves. So as we wrap up our year, I want to just take a couple minutes and review some of the characters, some of those faithful Old Testament saints that we learned about this year, and how their character developed and how they grew in their faith. So let's start with Abel. It says that Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous. Abel worshiped God with a right heart attitude. The sacrifices that were made to God meant nothing to God if they were not done in faith. Abel was accepted because of the excellence of the sacrifice and the faith that he had in bringing it to the Lord. He brought the first and the best to God. He brought the first of his flock and the best that he had. He knew that this is how he needed to worship God, and it was most important to God. And this is because He had a faith in the Lord and trusted the Lord and knew his God. He was commended because of this faith. What about Noah? We learned about Noah. Faithful Noah. Noah was warned by God about all the events that were going to happen on the earth. God was going to bring great judgment upon the earth, right? He was going to bring a great flood. And he told Noah to build an ark. And he told Noah exactly how to build that ark. God was going to destroy the whole earth, all of creation, all of the animals, all of the people, except for Noah and his family. And Noah, through full obedience and reverent fear of God, he built that ark. And he worked and he waited over 100 years for that flood to come. Noah, he endured. I'm sure he's experienced loneliness and persecution, and he waited many, many, many years for God to act. Noah believed God and trusted in God's word, even though it was so long. Do you ever feel like that? It's so long, Lord. He was faithful to obey what God had told him to do, and God rewarded him and blessed his family. And because of that, we are blessed by that. Then we learn about Abraham. Abraham believed in the promises of God. God told Abraham, he sent him out from his home, and he said, I'm going to send you out to a new place, a new home, a new country. The Bible says that Abraham didn't know where he was going, but by faith, he went to live in the land of promise. In Romans, it says, in hope, Abraham believed against hope that he should be the father of many nations as he had been told. You see, God told Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, but Abraham and Sarah, they were well past the years when they could have a baby. So the hope of having children at this point in their lives seemed hopeless. But he believed in God. And it goes on to say that Abraham did not weaken in his faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. And then it goes on to say in Romans, no distrust. So Abraham had no distrust. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise of God, because he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. Abraham learned to believe and trust in the promises of God, and his faith grew stronger even when what God promised didn't seem even possible. And then there's another great man, Moses. Moses chose to do hard things for God. It started when his parents made the choice to hide him for 3 months to save his life. And then he was raised in Pharaoh's house by Pharaoh's daughter. But when Moses grew up, he chose to be mistreated with his own people, the Hebrews, rather than enjoy the fleeting pleasures in Pharaoh's house. Moses chose to do the hard thing, and God called Moses to be a great leader among the Israelites, leading them out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea and being the leader of this people for 40 years in the wilderness. Moses, he also endured hardship. Persecution. Remember the persecution he got from Pharaoh? And what about his own people? They murmured and grumbled against him for 40 years. Moses learned that choosing to do the hard things for God was better than doing things his own way. And the Hall of Faith, Hebrews 11, mentions a woman named Rahab. What about Rahab? Well, she was a prostitute in the city of Jericho during the time when the Israelites were in the wilderness. But she's mentioned in the Hall of Faith. Rahab became a worshiper of God. And Hebrews 11 says, by faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. You see, she protected Israelite spies when they came into her city to check out the land. They were coming in to see if this was a land that they could come in and take over, because they were coming in to get rid of their enemies so they can take over the land that God had given them. So these spies were coming in, but she hid them and she saved them from being caught and killed. She came to the understanding that the God of the Israelites was the one true God, and she decided to put her saving faith in God, whatever it cost her, which could have been death for her too. Rahab discovered saving faith in God. And towards the end of chapter 11 of Hebrews, it says this, "And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and were made strong out of weakness." Did you catch that? Were made strong out of weakness. And then it goes on to talk about more people who suffered and were flogged and were beaten and were killed. All those people, all those saints mentioned in Hebrews 11, they were commended for their faith. But it says they did not receive the promise. They all died before the promise, the fulfillment of the prophecy of the coming long-awaited Messiah. We, think about it, we are at an advantage because we have seen that prophecy fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Those saints, they were longing to see the Messiah. They were looking forward to the promise that it would be fulfilled, and the blessing of seeing him come. But they died before they were actually able to see it with their eyes. We're on the other side of that promise. What a blessing we have that we're on the other side seeing the fulfillment of it. That should make our faith stronger. But how does your faith compare to theirs? I want you to remember, those faithful saints are no different than you and me. They are sinners, they're fallen people, they struggled just like you and me. But God used those men and women in spite of their weaknesses and in spite of their sins. And I would tell you, I would encourage you, if you're not familiar with all those little summaries I just gave you of these faithful saints, I would encourage you to go back to Genesis and read their stories, because you will gain so much, so much from it, and you will learn a lot about your God. So these people, they're no different than you and me. They struggle just like us, and they walk through those unexpected surprises that life brought. But by faith, they were able to accomplish great things for God. Our faithful God gives us the grace to endure, the ability to trust him and obey and believe even when it can be so hard. God will never allow anything into your life that is beyond what you can endure. And he won't ask you to do anything that he won't give you the ability to accomplish. I want you to listen to Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. It's on your handout. It says, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong." In other words, he won't be thrown down. He won't fall down, okay, cast headlong. "For the Lord upholds his hand." Think about that. God established the plans for our life, okay? They may not always be easy. They might not always be what we wish they would be. But God has a plan for our life. And as we walk through the life living by faith, God is holding our hand and protecting us, and he's directing the way that we should go. We may stumble, we may feel overwhelmed at times, but his hand is guiding us and directing us. Now, whenever I read that psalm, it always puts an image into my mind of a father holding his child's hand. When a father holds his child's hand, you have a big, strong hand holding this little hand. And that father holds that child's hand secure, doesn't it? That child feels safe. And that father holds his hand to protect his child. Imagine the two, the father and his child, walking down the path. Maybe they're at the park and they're walking down. Well, you all know that children, they fall. And they trip a lot. And they stumble over themselves. But because the father has his child's hand in his, that child may begin to fall. But what does that father do? He holds him up, right? He holds him up. I've done that with my grandkids. They start to fall, and you pull them a little bit, and you pull them back up. They don't fall down. That's what that father is doing to that child, holding him firm in his hands and keeping his child from completely falling. That father is bigger and stronger, and is there to watch over his child. This is who our God is. He loves us and walks along the path with us. He knows what's coming down the road before we do, but his grip on us is secure. When you stumble and you grow weary and feel anxious, remember, God is with you. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Psalm 94, verses 18 and 19. "When I thought my foot slips," right? We've been like that. Oh, I'm slipping. I'm falling. When my foot slips, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul." God is holding you up just like that loving father is securely holding his child's hand as they walk along the road. God is consoling your spirit and encouraging your soul. We are in the middle of the journey of life. We can't quit. We might want to quit sometimes, right? We want to take a break sometimes. It gets to be too much. But God has us as active participants in this life, and we have to keep going. Do you think that Noah wanted to give up at some point in those 100 years? I bet he did. You know why? Because he's just like us. He's no different than us. He wasn't perfect like Jesus. What about Moses? If you know the story of Moses, you know that he didn't even want to go in the first place, right? He made excuse after excuse to God. Who, me? I can't lead. I can't talk. He had all kinds of excuses why he wasn't equipped to lead the people. But God knew what Moses was able to do. And God was with him and the Israelites all those years in the wilderness. If you read the story in the Old Testament, you will see that God was with them, continually with them in the wilderness. We just read that all the saints listed in Hebrews 11 were able to do all those hard things through their faith. It says they were made strong out of weakness. And I want to remind you, I mentioned this in September, but the book of Hebrews alone, that book was written primarily to Jewish believers. Okay, think about that. The Jews didn't accept that Jesus was the Messiah. So if these were Jewish believers, that means they were Jewish Christians. They believed that Jesus was the Messiah. You know what they experienced? A lot of persecution, a lot of being put out of the temple, being put in prison, a lot of heartache for them. And so the author of Hebrews wrote the letter of Hebrews with two main objectives. One, he wanted to give them encouragement and confidence in Christ, because that's where our faith comes from, right? And number two, to challenge them to remain faithful to Jesus despite the hardships they were experiencing. We need to remember that. We need to remember those truths for ourselves. And Christy Gant, she is the author of the Bible study this year. We took our theme, Living Faith, based off of this Bible study by Christy Gant called Living Faith. And so we based our theme off of that. And there's a sentence that she had in her study that I wanted to share with you. It says, every path is a path of blessing because it's a gracious opportunity to live by faith and bring glory to God. Huh. Think about that statement. God gives us countless opportunities to live by faith and bring him glory. That's definitely a new way to look at trials and struggles, isn't it? As opportunities to bring glory to God. Wow. You know, back in chapter 10 of Hebrews, going back one chapter, it says this: don't throw away your confidence, which has great reward. And that's our confident faith in God, because it's going to be rewarded, okay? It says, for you have need of endurance. You've been hearing that, endure, endurance. Basically, endurance is to persevere, keep going, suffer patiently, keep going. So you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what is promised. That promise is eternal life with our Savior. We have something, our hope is in the future. And then it says, yet a little while, and the coming one will come. Jesus will come and will not delay. But my righteous one, that's us, shall live by faith. God calls his faithful people righteous, not because of anything that we have done, but because of the righteousness that he has given to us. So I want you to hold tightly to the Lord as you walk along this path of life. You can't do it alone. You need to remind yourself of who God is, what his character is like, and what he has done for you. Remember, at the moment of your salvation, you receive the Holy Spirit to help you and enable you to live a life of faith as you bring glory to God. And to encourage you over this last year, we shared some stories of women of faith. And back in December, if you were here, you would remember that we looked at Mary in the Bible, the mother of Jesus. She faced an unexpected challenge in her life, didn't she? Do you think she was ready for that unexpected blessing? Absolutely not. But I would say that it's the greatest blessing to all of mankind. Wouldn't you? She was a virgin, engaged to be married, and finds herself pregnant. the surprise of something that she didn't expect or ask for. Mary's story is such a great example to us. She responded in faith. Her response to the angel who told her that she was going to have a son, the Son of the Most High God, it says, this was her response. I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Wow. Okay, I wish I could respond like that when unexpected things come into my life, don't you? We need encouragement and examples like that to keep us going and that we can learn from. That's why we share character profiles every month with you. We share women of faith with you. And, you know, we looked at Elizabeth Elliot, Johnny Erickson Tada, Corey Ten Boom, Angela Yuhan, Helen Air Roosevelt, Gracia Burnham, and Susanna Wesley. Each of these women have such an amazing testimony, and they went through trials, and they had great faith. And we also had the privilege of hearing from some of the women in our own congregation, some great testimonies, women who walk through really hard things. They walk through devastating diagnoses, cancer, the death of people that they were so close to and loved so much, just devastating diagnosis for those whom they loved. But each of them encouraged us with the testimony of their faith, didn't they? That's why we have testimonies, to encourage us. They shared their stories through heartache, and some had tears, but their faith in God was evident. They're not perfect. Not one of the ladies that we've learned from or heard from this year are perfect. God is changing them. He's sanctifying them, which means he's changing them. He wants all of us to be changed. The testing of our faith brings heart change. And through the changes and the sanctifying process, we begin to look more and more like Jesus. And in order to live faithfully, we need a close relationship with our God, which means we need to be dependent upon him, which means we need to go to him in prayer. We need to be reading our Bibles. We need to be studying our Bibles so that we can really understand who he is and how he wants us to live. So we can be strong in our faith when we experience physical and emotional weakness. And as we also need other people to walk alongside with us. Think about it like this, going back to that word picture of the Lord holding us. So God's on this side of me. I know I'm on the opposite of you, but he would be on my left side because his righteous right hand would be holding mine, okay? And then you have your faithful friend, your sister in Christ, who's going to come alongside and walk the journey with you when it's hard and encourage your heart with the truth of God's word and encouragement and love you where you are. Wow. Think about how encouraging that is. You have the Lord on one side and you have faithful friends on the other, and you have the truth in your mind. We can do this. Life is a journey and it's full of surprises. Sometimes we can skip along the path and things are great, and sometimes we stumble and we trip, but don't you give up. Remember, God is holding you up. And once we have finished this walk of faith in this life, we will receive the blessing. No, the promised inheritance that is waiting for us, which is heaven with Jesus Christ forever. No more tears or death or mourning or pain. Your future inheritance in heaven is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, because the scriptures tell us that it's being kept in heaven for you. So I just want to end with two verses. The first one is an encouragement from the book of Jude. But you, beloved, build yourself up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10. Walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Let me pray for you. Lord, we thank you for this year. We thank you so much for the teachings, the teachers that have come and taught us, Lord. I pray that you would just take what we've learned and and remind us of these truths. And I thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you that you never leave us and you're always holding us up when we stumble in our faith. You are right there with us. Let us remember that, Lord. We are not alone. And this year has been a blessing to walk through Hebrews 11 and learn how true biblical faith, what it looks like, and in the faith of those Old Testament believers, what faithful examples we've learned from. And I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen all of us and help us to remember these truths, and that you would just be with us and let us go strong out of weakness. Your word encourages our souls. Thank you for your goodness and for your faithfulness and your love that is steadfast, steadfast, never changing. And I thank you, Lord, and I pray all of these things in your name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so now what we want to do is if you look underneath the handout that you had for your teaching, you're going to find, I put together a recommended resource list for you. And I want to say up front that the resources on here, when I put this together, we had one done a couple years ago. It's been on our website, the church's website. This is revised. So this has been changed. A lot has been added to it. There's a lot more that could be put on here. But my idea with this is based upon what we've been looking at, which is how to grow our faith, spiritual growth, okay? So there's a lot on here that will be helpful, but I know there's some things that are not on there, and I had to have a cutoff too, like it's pretty long. So, but I'm gonna walk through it real quick. I lost my schedule. We have a lot going on, so I wanna make sure we keep it moving.